cries of mourning for three migrant teenagers who died of excessive heat while crammed into the back of a semi-trailer in San Antonio, Texas, last month. Their bodies arrived in the town of Marcos Atexquilapan in the early hours on Wednesday. Friends and family of the boys still devastated over their deaths.
We were close friends. We played on a soccer team. And well, the truth was, they were sincerely very humble people, very hard workers, and fun to be around.
The boys were all cousins and were among a total of 53 migrants who died in what has been described as one of the deadliest cases of human smuggling in recent memory. The mother of two of the victims, Yolanda Valencia, says her sons had dreams of finding a better life in the United States.
They wanted to build a house and start a business, not spend their lives making shoes, because it is tiring work. Here there is work, but it pays poorly. Things go up in price, but wages don't. That's why they went to look for a better life.
While an investigation into the tragedy continues, Mexico's president has renewed calls for policy changes to regulate the flow of migrants seeking work in the United States.
Instead of that relationship that perpetuates human rights violations, terrible accidents, and loss of human life, we should have a more orderly migratory flow through temporary work visas.
More than half of the victims have been identified as Mexican nationals. Others are from Honduras and Guatemala. More repatriation flights of bodies to their countries of origin are expected to continue in the coming days. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.